time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as KOAL ITV. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jeff Prusik. He is the new director at Parkdale Health and Rehab. We're going to talk about some of the different things that they do at Parkdale. It is a skilled nursing facility, and they take care of their residents there. Plus, they have physical therapy that is available and post-op care as well. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. So let's start out with what brought you to Price.
Yeah, I'm actually a trained physical therapist, and you know, I've been at Utah Valley Hospital out in Tooele, as well as a skilled nursing facility in Washington State, and you know, I had an opportunity here to interview with Cascades Healthcare, is the company that owns Parkdale Health and Rehab, and they were looking for, you know, some administrators to train and become, you know, administrators and executive directors. Sometimes you hear that thrown around too, of their facilities. And so I did what we call an administrator in training program with them, and I was about 8 months up in Salt Lake County. And then they had an opening down here, and my wife and I were really excited because she's from a small town called Dugway, and we really like the slower pace of life out here versus the hustle and bustle in Salt Lake.
But one thing we were talking about, one thing that you're having an issue with is finding a house.
Yeah, the housing market's really hot, which is great for, you know, the area and the economy. Not so great for me personally, but I'm just happy that, you know, Price is doing well.
And let's find you a place to live and get you here full time, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's start talking about some of the COVID restrictions that you guys have in place and how you've handled those things so far.
Yeah, when COVID first started and nobody knew quite what it was, you know, everybody just kind of clamped down and tried to be extremely cautious. And as we've gotten more and more information about COVID, they've kind of dialed in some restrictions and things like that they found to be really effective. You know, at Parkdale, we don't have any single COVID cases in the building, and that's been a testament to the infection control. But some of the things we do is all of our employees have to be screened daily. You know, we do temperature checks, and we check them for any symptoms of COVID. And if they have any, they're not allowed in the building. And things, and then we do COVID testing. We have been doing it biweekly, but the county positivity rate in Carbon County just dropped, so we're down to once a week testing now, and that's been, you know, really helpful in identifying anyone as well.
And the other thing that is about that is, you know, non-essential people are not really allowed in the facility, correct?
Yeah, that was one of the first things that came down. They said to try to protect the most vulnerable people in society. A lot of times we've got a lot of elderly individuals with a lot of comorbidities, and they found that those people are very susceptible to COVID, and they're the ones that, you know, have the greatest chance of having severe complications from it. And so they said to try to protect those people. We don't want anyone coming in the building that really doesn't need to. And so we've restricted pretty much anyone that's deemed non-essential to the functions of the facility from coming in.
You guys offer physical therapy and post-op care. And let's explain what those services are and the process of how all that works.
Yeah. So just as an example, somebody, you know, they go to the hospital for a surgery, maybe like a total knee replacement is one that we see a lot. And, you know, in the hospital, you go through the surgery, you wake up out of the surgery, and they'll kind of care for you a little bit. But if you're not quite ready to go home, they'll send you to a skilled nursing facility. And then physical therapy is where you go, and we come and train you on how to perform, you know, movements safely, how to transfer, get in and out of chairs, and train you so you'll be safe at home. Because I don't know if you've ever had a surgery, Dave, but I have, and there's a lot that you need to relearn sometimes, and that's where we come in. That's physical therapy, and then occupational therapy comes in and works on specific skills like brushing your teeth sometimes, or, you know, using the bathroom and showering and grooming, dressing, those sorts of things. So that's all what we do at Parkdale.
So let's dig into this a little bit further. Say like someone has a knee replacement. Okay. Now, are they allowed to stay there while they're going through physical therapy, or is it just something that, you know, you come in once a week or twice a week and those kinds of things, and you work on the physical therapy there?
I would say typically most people in a skilled nursing facility stay there, you know, overnight. We call it inpatient. versus outpatient, where you come in from the community, you know, just for, you know, physical therapy or something. And there's plenty of skilled nursing facilities that do a lot of outpatient care too. Primarily at Parkdale, we do inpatient care. So these are people that need to have that 24 hours around the clock nursing supervision as well. And then we also work on the therapy aspects while they're there.
Okay. Now, if someone, once again, were to go in and have some type of a surgery that would require them to have, you know, physical therapy or post-op care, what do they need to do to get that to take place at Parkdale?
Yeah, when you're in the hospital and you're having that surgery, there's going to be, you know, case managers and discharge planners that'll meet with you and kind of talk about the next steps and what's your plans and where you'd like to go. And we're in contact with them every single day, and they know Parkdale, and, you know, they'll say, hey, these are the facilities in the area, and we'd love to see you choose Parkdale, because we know when you come there, we're going to take really good care of you, and we're going to get you back to where you were before.
All right. So, Jeff, if anybody has any questions or anything, anyone needs more information, what's a number out there at Parkdale that they can get a hold of someone?
Yeah, it's 435-637-2621, and that's our number. And you can ask for me, Jeff, and I'm happy to talk to anybody.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, and thanks for so much for keeping the people safe out there.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, all you've got to do is head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com, or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.